Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man, Creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, Lord, don't turn and walk away. What I ask seems kind of bold. Well, it's a question that should run deep, deep down in your soul. What would happen if people with city churches throughout the world pretend drunk would happen with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? What would happen? Oh, it's a message of concern. What would be feel to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message of concern. What would happen to the world children put under a figure of a particular race? Then it's pitiable and insane, the savior of all men.
What would happen?
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message of concern.
Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 64 says,
say, O people of the book, come to common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will.
A message of concern.
Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture window. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. This is the message of concern. This is a message of concern. century.
What would happen
with the image of an African American man as savior of the world before them?
Tell me what would happen.
What would it be?
What would happen to the world children put under fear of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen.
What would it
do?
What would it do?
Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will. God's will.
Creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness to the prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings be upon him, is the seal of the prophets and Allah's messenger. We have recited to you the Al-Fatiha in Arabic. Now I would like to recite it to you in English from the Holy Quran. Al-Fatiha, the opening, Surah 1. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, where of those on whom thou hast restored thy grace, those whose wrath, whose portion is not wrath, and those who go astray, I mean. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Number one focus is the removal of all images, including racial images, from worship that portray divine. Second focus, the psychological effect of that image and that it has on the minds of the world's children. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Topics I just mentioned and is sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School. S is for science. T for technology. E for engineering. M is for math. All of those beginning letters for those words, description or partial description of El-Islam, because El-Islam covers all of those areas, which makes up our curriculum as believers or human beings on this earth. And we have knowledge of all those things, which we do have proof that they exist, and it would behoove all of us to study them and know of them. It's not just something that fell out of the sky, it's reality. We should know about them, teach about them, inshallah. Okay, we're concerned about the removal of that image that would include the cross, statues, whether out of white clay or a darker colored clay, still statue, trinkets, the cross, bearing a body, who everybody say, or most, a lot of people say, is Jesus Christ, Jesus. And all of us know by now and have studied and are curious. Was that Jesus that was supposed to have been on that cross that someone had nailed on that cross? We have nowadays knowledge to read and research on, and it'll tell us that it was not Jesus Christ, the one who was labeled as Jesus, but it was someone different. Okay, it was someone different than the one who they had called Jesus. So anyway, maybe the more we study, the more we learn, and the better understanding we'll get. And that's what we pray for every time we pray, that Allah bless us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding what we learn, what we research, what we read, and that would be a blessing. Because believe it or not, our leader and teacher himself was guided by Allah. Much wisdom, much knowledge, and much understanding that he shared with us. So alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for him, and may Allah have mercy on his soul and forgive him his shortcomings. And listen into the paradise. Be amongst Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, and the others. Don't forget we have other prophets, Moses, other prophets besides Jesus, Prophet Moses, Prophet Jesus, Prophet Adam, Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim. And in our studies, we can learn those things if we are interested, if we are concerned, and if we have serious concerns about what we hear and what we want to get a clarification of. You know, you just, well, anyway. I'll go into that. That I'm getting ready to start doing some dawah now, but I'll go into that after I complete the introduction of the message of concern and the psychological effect that it has on the minds of the world's children. When I finish all that, then we'll go back to that, the proof of what the image is and what it stands for and how do we understand that, okay? Different ones have different opinions. Anyway, this is the message of concern sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School, also by Brother Aymin Yasir Muhammad from Los Angeles, who shared his Blog Talk Radio show with us, which was a blessing. He was blessed with the show, and he called and inquired about some of our hosts that he'd heard from previous interviews. Brother Abdul Agbar was one of the number one hosts of this Blog Talk Radio show. And amongst the brothers, they come on every night of the week, except for Fridays. Fridays, even though the sisters, we are known to be the host on Tuesdays and Sunday nights, but the brothers also chip in. We're all in this together. So we chip out and we give our opinions or input when we have that desire too. And all that's good. Okay. And we appreciate any guests that come on also. No, just dial number 515-602-9665. And you will come to our program, our Blog Talk Radio show, and push 1 on your receiver, and you will be brought into the queue, and your mic will be opened to hear whatever input you have, your input, your interest, your concerns, your current events, your we'll entertain your questions. We do have presenters at certain times, and we're supposed to have a presenter tonight, a young brother, that's going to speak on hip-hop. Is it hip-hop? Yeah, hip-hop and the youth. Hip-hop and youth. Their opinion about hip-hop and youth, or they will expound on their interest or their input. They give us their input on hip hop and youth. So I remember Brother Aymin at one time was speaking on that same thing about the youth and hip hop. So we'll have a chance to hear it from a youth about their opinion of hip hop and the youth and what influence it has on the youth. And what type of hip-hop might interest them and what might not, and may give them bad understanding or good understanding or worthwhile understanding of your hip-hop and the youth. That's very well needed. Very knowledgeable young man about that hip-hop and youth as well. You know, I think having a interest in it, as far as at one time having a greater interest in it, more so than now. You know, but they will just be explaining. And inshallah, you'll be on about maybe 7:30, because where he's calling from is an hour behind our time. We start our Blog Talk Radio show at 7, and where he is, it's 6. It would be 6 when he would come on. So I mentioned it to him that he could come on at any time, you know, during the show from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also explained to him about the brothers when they have their term during the week, every week but Friday, that the first half is on the removal of all, is the message of concern, and the second half is on business. So he also has, he's business minded as well. He's a 22-year-old, very interested and have things to tell you. And I asked him if he wanted to tell a little bit about himself as far as his experiences. And he said maybe he will, but he, about himself, tell a little bit about himself, but he mainly wants to get the message across of how do you feel about this hip-hop now, nowadays. Okay? I usually have my book, and I listened to my husband that it had disappeared. I thought maybe it would appear by the time I got on the radio station, but it seems if it hasn't, not my own. So I'm going to have to borrow his, I think, which I don't like to bother other people's books and all, because I like my own. But I'm going to have to use his. Very good book. I use it as my mascot, I say, Brother Henry's book. Been interested in that book, so maybe they would help themselves to it, or was intending to ask me if they could borrow it. Mine. I'm going to have to get on by, because I still don't see mine. I didn't afford to try it too, so maybe we get it. Didn't bring it here either, so I'm going to get it anyway. And second, how? I'm coming back. Coming back to the computer now. Be patient with me. Be patient. Okay, here it is. We found it. Found his. We got his. I just want to do my usual. I want to read about the two chapters. Come from King James Version, just to start it off. Donate a little bit, contribute a little bit to the image. And the graven image, as quoted in Brother Henry's book. And this is a book by Brother Henry. Oh, boy. But every parent should know about the worship of human imagery and their child's mental health. Okay, that's what it's about. I paraphrased it probably, but I'm going to read to you from Brother Henry's book two of the chapters. Okay, we have Deuteronomy. This is in the back of this book, Brother Henry's book, where it's, I'm quoting from King James Version of the Holy Bible, and we'll be quoting from the Quran. Only two short verses here that I try and read, because then, and they help you to start to think. Help all of us to start to think as well. Okay, this first one is going to be Exodus. It's the first page, the Holy Bible, King James Version. And it reads, Exodus 20, chapter 20, verse 4, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Please listen to this. Exodus chapter 20, verse 4, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Now, that's Exodus, okay? Now, we're going to go over here to Deuteronomy. And it's Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8, and it reads, thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Now, those two chapters, two different chapters and different verses, they read verbatim, I would say, and the same thing, or say the same thing. And it's from the King James Version of the Bible, you know, the Holy Bible, King James Version. And I would think if we, I'm a thinker, okay, because I still not go by what Imam W. Muhammad said, thinking benefits the thinker. And I am a thinker, so I would think that the graven image was talked about in both of those chapters and their verses, the same wording was used. So that right there should trigger in our heads, they must have some significant meaning to mention the same verses, I mean the same words, although different chapters and different verses, but they say the same, they quote the same words. So that graven image should not be, and that's what our message is of concern is about, the graven image that I quoted to you. And especially in the worshiping place and in our homes and what the psychological effect it has on the minds of our world's children, how we have to explain to them what these images are, how they came about, and all of that. They deserve to know that. They deserve to know that because they will ask questions. Some of them have already asked questions. A little Caucasian girl, I won't forget, went to the what they call interfaith occasion at one time. Caucasian girl, and they were Jewish. They were Jewish. Asked their grandparents that she was with, asked them, why was that man hanging on the cross up there? They passed by. It was during a Christmas time, Christmas holiday and celebration. You know, some of them celebrate the Christmas holiday. And she happened to see this cross lit up with this man hanging on it. And she wanted to know who was this man and why was he hanging up there on the cross like that with no clothes on. You see? So, you know, throwing the crown, throwing around his head and all this sort of thing. So, see, they think, too. They're little people. But little people are people, too. And they've been blessed with a mind to use. So, therefore, she saw fit to ask that question. You know? So, just like she asked, there, can you imagine, more of them are asking as well. More of them are asking. So, we have to get ready. Get ready for that. I don't know if my husband's going to say anything today or not. He'll let me know. But don't forget, those who are on, if you have anything to say or current events, which are things that are going on now, or the virus, or anything happening that may bring us up to par of old events, you know, that fits right in all the time if it's talking about that image and talking about the children psychologically effects or psychological effects. So, you know, feel free just to push one on your receiver and you'll be brought into the queue and your mics will be open to speak on whatever it is you want to speak on until the guest speaker comes on.
Detector.
I don't know how many coming on with him and hear him, but this will be his first time being on a Blog Talk radio show, and he's excited about it, and I can imagine him trying to gather some of young people of his own age as well to see what they have to say, see if they can get on, you know, if he can connect with them. And I think he is maybe babysitting with me right now, too. Maybe that's not the reason why he hasn't come on yet. But we can give him time. I told him how long we were on, you know, and it's up to him what time he's coming on. And I asked, and I really do ask, and I would appreciate it if we could keep it respectful. He's a young man and first time, and he is excited. I would appreciate if you would let him finish his presentation first. You know, just let him finish his presentation, because this is about the children, you know, and a part of the message is concerning too. But let him finish his presentation first, and then once he finishes and let us know he's finished, then we ask questions. We don't want to interrupt him to ask any questions while he's speaking. So, you know, young people, you know, minds are easy to get off the subject and wander off. Because even with us, sometimes we, if our conversation is broke up, or what we're talking about is broken up by somebody breaking in, asking a question, you know, we get defocused sometimes. And it would be good if we would give each other that respect and let them finish presentation. And we know that everybody's opinion should be respected, whether we agree with it or not. Everybody's opinion should be respected, whether we agree with it or not, because you want your opinion to be respected, whether anybody agrees with it or not, because we're entitled to our own opinions. So we're not going to just wait for him. We're going to continue to talk until he gets, okay, oh, I see somebody whose hand is up and wants to say something. I'll bring them on now. Okay, that's the Quran. Assalamu alaikum.
What is Assalam? How you doing?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. This is Quran. How you doing?
Fine, alhamdulillah. I just want to say, oh, that sounds great. That sounds so good about the young man coming on and bringing some of his, you know, his peers along with him. And I said to myself, boy, I was just saying, next time, you know, if you know that he have on a guest ahead of time, I said, let me know so that way I could get some of, you know, Philadino, because, you know, when other young people come on, that's what they'll come on, you know. I said, I can encourage him to come on and listen, you know, like that. I said, that's really good, alhamdulillah. That is just what I wanted to say.
Okay,
and then I said it right here because I know sometimes it's hard to, you know, you be so busy and then hard to get in touch with you, you know, on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I said,
again,
give me a call so I could call my people and let them know too, because they like competition. You know, children like that. They like to be competitive.
Uh-huh. I will. Inshallah, I will. And I must say, I was surprised myself. He said, well, can I come? Can I be on? Sure you can. You know, because we were talking and I was propagating, of course, you know, trying to help. Everybody have their own way of doing dawah, you know. So not their own way, but a different way. It could be a different way from other, you know, others. But everybody try to teach this message and pass this message on the truth, you know. So, yeah.
And the youth, they know how to reach each other. They know how to reach each other, too. You know, we know some, too, to give them wisdom, but they know how to, you know, they know how to do it.
Right.
I give out their credit.
That's right. And like I was explaining to him, you know, that we, your youth and you sound good and your interest seems to be right, you know, right on target. And we welcome you. You know, we welcome you, all the youth, because we're trying to pass the baton on to y'all because, you know, they say that you're our future. You know, and we want to see good things happening and coming from you. A lot of us elderly and the pioneers have lost their lives trying to teach you the truth and try to, so that you can get an understanding, the right understanding, own self, you know, and make up your own mind which route you want to take, which way you want to go. So I'm glad to, I told him I was really, really glad that he wanted to found on that. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. I was out there working today, and I go ahead. Well, you can finish talking. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I will. You're right. Next time I will think about that. But I was just so glad to welcome him and thinking about him, but how he was talking to me and explaining to me. And I said, oh, yeah, we got to get on the show. And I was excited about that until I didn't call, and I had said I'm going on a call. Before you know, call different ones. Before you know, it's time to call into the show. So
So that's one of the
Alhamdulillah.
You can go ahead. Thank you, Quran. Give me that time.
Alhamdulillah.
You can go ahead.
All thing I want to say is that I was out there today working, you know, on the lots, and then another young man came by and asked for, you know, some work, you know, some work to do, and I was saying to myself, I said, wow, that's good. I said, because all we have to do is now, like the people in the community, the young men that wants to work, they're putting them to work, they're giving them, like, still having the other people, like the Mexicans coming in and doing the work. I said, we got brothers that do the same work and do just as good. You know, I said, why should I have them to do that work if we got our brothers could do that work? And now a lot of them see that they could do that work, you know. Like, there ain't no shame. Because I told somebody, I said, my daddy cut a yard all year and built a big old brick house and everything like that and having a Cadillac. See, I didn't know, you know, I was a child. I didn't know nothing about nothing. I was just having fun. That's all I was doing. But I was just, and I said, he had a Cadillac, a new Cadillac, but he was leasing. I thought they'd get a new Cadillac every year. But he was leasing. It was better for him to lease the Cadillac than to buy a new one, you know, like that. So every year he had a new Cadillac, but he was cutting grass.
Oh.
That's what he was cutting. So now they see. So now they're coming back to see that you can still make money doing the yard work. And now that's what them white boys do now. They make big money cutting grass and landscaping now. First it was just the brothers was doing it, you know. But now they doing it because a lot of them when they cracked out, then they couldn't hold no job. So they people gave them, you know, had them cutting grass and stuff like that. And then anyway. But our folks now, they waking up. Our brothers waking up. All they want to do is just, they don't want to work for that man because he treat them bad and talk to them like a dog, you know, and stuff like that. So, but I'm glad we just keep the money in the community, and that's what you're supposed to do. And all them people that they don't know, we're getting ready to shut them down because they ain't giving nothing back, and you have that right because they ain't not giving nothing back to the community. They're taking all the money out the community and ain't putting nothing back. You don't supposed to do nothing like that. You don't supposed to do that. And I'm gonna put out my newsletter, Voice Your Opinion, and then Tom Jones and Sally Bell gonna be at, but that's what they're gonna be talking about. They're gonna say, what's going on?
Tom Jones and Sally Bell.
and the voice of the community. I would tell you, that's what I do. And the boys of the community, they gonna be, what are gonna be saying? What's going on? I said, what you mean? Why we ain't got no business? I said, wait a minute. They gonna say, what about? I said, wait a minute. I remember when all of these was our business. See, our children don't even know their history. They don't even know the history of their community. Not only you supposed to know your world history, but you're supposed to know the history of your community too. And then you can tell them, and you can voice your opinion. You can say anything because you can't help it if they people voicing their opinion. You don't know who they are. They be giving all kind of names. Tom Jones, number two. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, Tom Jones, number two, going to say the same thing. Say, don't them brothers say Assalamu Alaikum? They're going to say, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they slinging pork and alcohol. Do they supposed to be doing that?
And marijuana.
And putting that dope in the community. I thought they supposed to be out saying Assalamu Alaikum. How are they going to come with peace when they got all that poison? And say, what Assalamu Alaikum mean? Peace be unto you. But how you come with peace when they doing all that? I'm telling you, that's voice your opinion. So, and then, you know how they do. You remember the funny papers? Remember the time we had the funny papers back in the day? That's what I'm talking about. I should love to read the funny paper. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Bring another funny paper out, just like that.
I find it interesting reading something like that than really the textbooks and stuff.
You got to, that's why you said it. That's the word, get their attention. You need to get their attention, and that's how you put that knowledge out. Because once I had did one, then somebody said, who did it? I said, how the hell should I know who did it? Who these people are? I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Time to, and they waking up. Our people waking up, and that's and they're gonna read that. They're gonna read. Once you start them reading, that's it.
Yeah, that's true. That's, you know, that's a good idea. That is a good idea.
Uh-huh. That's the next one that's coming out. The next one that's coming out when doing with the when they have the when they start advertising for the I think it's Savior's Day coming up now. Savior's Day or no Ramadan section. When the Ramadan section come out, put it out again. I'm gonna mail it to you so you can edit it before I edit it to make sure everything is, you know, correct, feel correct and everything. Alhamdulillah. Still on? I guess I got cut off. Oh, I got cut off.
I'm telling you. Come on, connect me then. The city reconnect me, but yeah, I'm up here. I'm connected. I was wondering if how I got cut off here.
Salaam alaikum.
Well, thank you, ma'am, but this thing got cut off.
Oh, I guess we was talking too. I guess we was talking too strong. They don't want to hear that one.
You think that could have been it? Well, I don't know, but I was talking and saying something. Ain't nobody answering. Then I look. Oh boy, I don't know. I don't guess he got cold feet.
I know. Oh, talking about your older people.
Yeah, the young brother. I guess he got cold feet because he was sure going to talk about that, and I was red and ready for that one. But okay, in case he did, the show must go on. That's for sure. The show must go on. Wow. Let me get my for anybody else at any other time wants to say anything, please just push 1 on your receiver, and you'll be brought into the queue, and your mic will be opened. And you can voice whatever it is you would like to voice. Come on now. We all in this together. Let's say something. Let's do something. Let's say something.
Alhamdulillah. I do want to say something, Sister Daya. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I want to speak on that movie they talking about. What about the woman king or the... The women, the king of the, you know, the woman talking about the women's are the king or something like that.
Yeah. I think
you know
I'm
talking about. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, huh? Yeah. Okay, that and then so I found out that the ones that wrote that movie are 2 Caucasian women. I mean,
oh,
that, you know, that, you know, yeah, director and do all that. There's 2 Caucasian women that did that, and. And then they up in their, like, their 50s. So I said, oh, wow. I said, they don't know what's happening. I said, because the one that could write, I mean, how could they write about African-American history or either how African-Americans feel doing back there during that time when we were so segregated and not together, you know, there was no really connection there, you know, like that for them to know, you know, about us and about them, and because they were just children. Now I can see someone around our age get up there and do something and say something, but not them, because they don't know nothing about it. And then plus it degrading the African American, trying to degrade the African American man. I said that's crazy. I said we need our brother, huh?
Oh my! I said is that right? They're degrading the African American man.
The men, because they're saying the woman the reason why the woman became king, but somebody said that happened almost like in real life, but we don't know the whole true story, you know, how it happened, you know. But they got it seeing like the men stopped working, the men stopped doing this, you know, or anything, and then the woman they stepped in, you know, make it seem like the brothers capable. But I said to myself, I ain't seen no movie that they bought out even about the African, about the Caucasian man, about the, why they ain't talking about the Chinese, the Caucasian, the Chinese, the Caucasian, and the Mexican people. And I said to myself, every time I look on the TV, they always showing our brothers acting like a faggot, but I never even seen a Chinese. They got a lot of them. And I never seen them put no Caucasian on there like that. Every now and then they probably do, but they stop putting them on there. If you just check it out, you'll see the brothers. I said, dang, they sure trying to degrade the brothers. Why?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You finish. Go ahead.
No, I said anything they can do to degrade our brothers and us. Now they get into the head. When those Caucasian women used to be after our men, it was because of us not being able to have a happy family and to raise our children and be accepted, because they were doing things for the African-American men, they say, that the African-American women didn't do. So the African-American men ran to the Caucasian women, you know. So so they used to have a thing on the TV, a program. Well, women would get on there and talk about how they satisfy our men, and we didn't, and that's why our men would go to them. And they would be so proud, you know, and they would have African-American women get on there every night. It was a TV program. African-American women would get on there every now and then, speak about real good, so they ain't doing nothing big. They ain't doing nothing big, because what they're doing for African-American men is degrading.
That's right. Showing that that's how you could get them in that kind of form right there. That's degrading right there. But let me tell you about to see what was going on with their races there. Their race is dying. And one reason why not only the Caucasian man, you know, getting attracted to the sisters, not only because we are beautiful and strong, it's because they carry the man carried the seed. And when the man carried the seed, that means that his seed could live on.
Right.
But his race is dying, and the children is coming all out, all kind of crazy ways. Girl, they got diseases out there that I ain't never heard of when I was getting to nursing school. I said that, and that was about 10, 15 years ago. So you imagine what they got now. So their race is dying, so they need to put their seed in somewhere so they could live on.
That's right. They got three new strains of this year, a virus coming out this year. It's already out, and they're talking about
what kind of virus is there?
It's three. The part of the COVID.
Let me tell you what it's in. It's in the pork, and I'm gonna tell you it's in the pork, the alcohol, and the sugar. That's where the virus is at. The pork, alcohol, and the sugar. And that's right. And when you eat that, and then the majority of the people that got that virus, they drank alcohol, they drank a lot of alcohol, and they eat a lot of pork. I remember they was in the news, they said, well, why they ain't telling, they telling that these people got this here, but they not telling what their eating habits are. What are they doing? The reason why they're catching this. What making them catch this here, and that's what it is. That alcohol and that pork and that sugar, that's what's carrying that virus. But what did the law say? Don't let alcohol pass your lips, and don't eat the pork. And he said it all in all the books. And that's the problem right there. And that's what they're gonna catch many, and they're gonna catch many viruses.
Yeah, well, it's known that some of us just act like we never ate a meal in our lives. They have to have that pork, and have to be eating that
knock
pork.
You off go ahead.
Huh? No.
No, I thought they had knocked you off. That's what. Go ahead. No, I thought they had cut you off. But go ahead.
Oh, no, I had put myself on mute for a minute to ask Akbar to do me a favor. Close the blinds for me. I didn't know I was off at home, though. Yeah, that's all that was. You take care of it for me. Seems like getting dark so quick, these blinds, you don't even see. You forget about them being open. Akbar said, get everybody see through here, but you never know. You got your blinds open, your lights on. But anyway, yeah, they those females will try to take over your man. They will try that, but it's okay. Them our men, a lot of them don't want to go to them. So I'm telling you, that's something else. I remember that show just as well. I haven't thinking about some of her reflections, and I had to laugh. About this lady, this African-American lady was going to beat her up on stage.
Well, you know, like they say, like somebody said, well, what they really know is that all, most everybody got that dark blood into their body. You know, everybody, they go back, they had one guy, he looked like a complete Caucasian, blonde and everything. And then when he tested, when they gave him a test to see how much black blood he had in his body, he found out that he had more black blood in his body than he had Caucasian blood. I ain't lying, but I don't know how he looked like a pure Caucasian, but that's what the test showed.
Well, you know, we got genes in our bodies.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is, you know. That was.
Yeah, and the dominant gene, and those genes take over. Ain't nothing you can do. You're gonna have. That's why they have albinos. And in Africa, they're cursed. You said they're
I ain't
cursed.
Seen an albino in a long time. Remember, we was talking about that.
No.
And like every year, we at least had one. Every year, or every 3 or 4 years, something, at least one albino is born. And I haven't heard one that was born in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't heard one born in a long time. So, you know, and they can't reproduce. They don't reproduce.
They don't?
They can't
reproduce. I've never heard that.
Yeah, but they can't have, if you mate with one, you won't be able to have children. You never see one to have children. Yeah, they can't have children. I don't know, they're just sterile. They don't have children. They can't produce. They can't reproduce. The only way they reproduce is one of us. And then the Caucasians, they have albinos too. I heard too that's the way they reproduce like that.
Is that right? I never heard that before, Karan.
I don't know if I read it or I heard, but I just heard it. But I think it was for somebody that seemed like they was factual, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and then you think about it, they never reproduce. They don't reproduce. I don't know that one that have reproduced a child, and it was an albino. Think about that. They don't reproduce. And then you know what I found out too. Like my brother, he's real fair skinned, and the older he got, the more he started looking like a Caucasian man. I ain't lying. I said, the older he got, the older he got, the more he started looking, taking the feature on a Caucasian man. And I know another sister that was, she was an albino. And I'm gonna say she wasn't albino, but she's an albino, and she did the same. She did the same thing too. But he's not my son. My brother's not albino. He's just kind of fair skinned. But this lady, she was an albino, and the older she got, the more she started looking like a Caucasian. Started looking like a Caucasian. Taking on the feature of a Caucasian. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw somebody else that did the same thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that there's something? And see, and then one thing I just want to flip the subject. There are places in Africa. There are places in Africa where that it's hard for like you said, the Caucasian man. Anyway, because for me to know about it, 2020, they did cross this swamp. The only way to cross the swamp, somebody from that tribe over there have to come and bring them over there. You can't, every time somebody try to cross to that swamp and get over there, they never make it. They never make it back home, or they never make that swamp. There's a secret in crossing that swamp. And these are African people, and they don't have no TV, they don't have no radios, don't have anything like that. They still living back there in the days like we see on Tarzan.
Primitive, huh? Primitive.
They living back in the days just like that. And so he was able to go over there and take pictures of them and stuff like that. But he had to have the other somebody to come back and take him and take him back across that to the swamp. There's a secret in crossing that swamp.
Wow. He got so many dark sides of Africa and things with all kind of people. You know, appearing and sacrificing of animals and stuff like that in order to get what you want, to win, such a different situation or cases, to win
and
cause rules, all kind of superstitious stuff going on.
And then we got to remember, we need to almost go and talk to one of our African brothers and ask them. Like a lot of this stuff put on YouTube, is that stuff is true? Because you know what what they be doing? They be putting all that fake news on there and putting all that stuff on there that's not even real. We don't know. I said, damn, like they talking about one lady, she had a baby born with three heads, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and all that, and then it was showing one that one guy carried his brother for 37 years in his stomach.
A guy?
And he got so big. A man, because they was twins. They was twins, so he carried his brother, so he carried his twin in his stomach for 37 years, and it got so big until I guess they had to cut it open, and, you know, his stomach got so big, had to cut it open and get the man out. But I said, dang, how you going to 37 years?
Oh,
I mean, you know, that kind of crazy stuff like that, you know. And then if the children don't know no better, if people don't know no better, they'll be in the believing that stuff. I say, you got to, you know, do different.
But I just wanted them to know
that our brothers, we need them. Don't be up there. They up there letting everybody try to degrade our brothers, you know. I said, dang. I said, why they want to degrade the brothers? You know, they ain't degrade nobody else but us. Why are they doing that? We must be the original man. We must really do. Pharaoh wasn't that bad.
You think not?
But he was God. You know, but everybody, did everybody believe in that? Seemed like to me the story shows that everybody just didn't bow down to Pharaoh because he was in control. They had no control. He had more warriors than anybody, you know, like that. But it doesn't really show that everybody bowed down to Pharaoh, you know. Everybody didn't bow down to Pharaoh, you know, like that. But still evolved, and then I see that since they put the Jews into slavery, that's what it was. The Jews into slavery. Then I said, then why is it that I said, is they trying to do a comeback or what? But let me tell you what my grandson told me. Yeah, I told you, you know, Josiah, you know, he talking about they was this and you know that. Now then he told me he was Israelite. He said, I'm an Israelite. I said, Israelite? I said, you know the Israelites, that comes from like the Jewish, you know, just like that. And then so we got to talking, and then after that, I said, wait a minute, I said, do you believe in God? He said, yeah. He said, who created the heaven, the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything that exists? He said, yeah. And I said, do you believe in the law of Moses? I don't have to believe in the law of Moses. I said, wait a minute. I said, that's the Ten Commandments. I said, Moses, as he says, I believe in God. I said, well, that's the law of Almighty God that he got from Moses. You know, like, and I was telling about that, and then he said, then after a while, he got to thinking, and then he said, I ain't got no religion, but I do believe in God who created the heaven, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything that exists. And I said, do you believe the laws of Moses, the Ten Commandments? He said, yeah. I said, well, then you're on the right track. I just told him, I said, you're on the right track. That's all. If you believe in one God who created the heaven, the earth, the sun, and the moon, and the stars, and the law of Moses, I said, you are on the right track. That's all I told him. I ain't say nothing. That come. He said, he don't have no religion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, he's confused right now. And that's because, and a lot of our children be confused because we need more dawah putting out there. That's what it is. We need to have more dawah.
Right.
Have more dawah out there, you know. So, and then you got to talk to them, you know, different. Shuja, he was talking.
Yeah.
I said, Shuja, you got to be careful how you talk to children. You can't talk to them like you be talking to them adults out there, you know. Because he got all confused, you know.
Yeah. Well,
so right now,
cold feet. He's got cold feet. I don't know what's happening. Well, he knows that we're on until 9, but at 9 o'clock everything cuts off. He knows that too. But I thought sure he would be on here.
He might come on tomorrow or something. You know, he might come on tomorrow, you know, like that.
Yeah, well,
he probably come on. Mm-hmm.
Inshallah. Well, he knows the schedule about the brothers and the sister schedule. He knows the whole schedule of the Blog Talk Radio show. So maybe he will come on tomorrow. But he had said he's coming on tonight. Come on. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Alhamdulillah. Anything could happen, you know.
Yeah. On the best note. Not just wasn't his time to come on, that's it. Okay, we have any good news? We have the latest. I see my reading partner, Sister Sharifa, is not on tonight. And I did see on my cell phone where they have different streams. And they have a program. I did mention to you about the program that they have on the TV for the parents too, right? To get their certificate to teach the children at home.
Oh yeah, I heard you was telling me about that. But tell me about the strain, the different strains of virus you said they got out.
I would have to look back into my phone and not get disconnected in order to find it to get that for you.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. Let me see where that came from. I think I saved it. The information. Oh yeah. Here they are. Okay. It's the capital B, capital A, 0.5 variant that dominated the summer wave of COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations has now fallen to 83.1% of new cases, according to estimates released Friday by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, three rival strands. Here they are. The BF.7, the BA.2.75, and the BA.4.6 variants have now climbed to make up nearly 1 in 5 new infections nationwide, according to the federal estimates. See? So the growth of the new variants comes at a time when reported COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations have largely slowed nationwide. So as soon as the COVID-19 slows down, then here comes some more. Slow down.
So what about the mask? How they want you to protect you? Do they say how they want you to protect yourself?
Of course. They were talking about, they have one of them. I forget which one it is, and I got to read it on down the line, but you have to even wear your mask on the inside of your home. They were talking about that. Inside your home, I guess if you have company or something like that, because I can't see anybody walking around in the home all day with a mask on. Unless they have company all the time in there. But like me, I don't have any company. I do not go out. I'm not a hermit. It's the mountain, but I don't go out much.
Let me tell you something. I want to say something, elaborate on that. See, what you got to remember is that we take in oxygen and we leave out carbon dioxide, which is a poison.
Exactly.
If we keep our mask even in our house, then that means that we inhaling that. That's right. And that's why it's good to have plants in your house. They say it's good to have, but at least you have at least 15 different plants in your house, and those plants take that poison out of your house. They say you'd be surprised all that plastic and all that stuff be throwing out certain poison, but that plant will help take that poison in, you know, like that. That'll help purify your house.
I told Akbar, this is not a funeral home, so we have to take someone. He's the plant doctor, you know. He takes plants out of each pot when he sees them growing and overflowing, and he'll replant them in another pot or a jar with water, and he'll make another plant. Yeah, he's good at that. I love plants myself, but they do. Breathing in too much, breathing in a lot of carbon dioxide. You say it's poison. I can understand your reason for saying that, but I would take it that it's not really a poison. Not if it's going to help, you know, because
what I'm saying is that, see what it is. So can you hear me? Are you still there?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
What I want to say is, see, we let out carbon dioxide. The plants take in the carbon dioxide. They takes that in. The plants takes that in, and they relieve the oxygen. Isn't that something? They takes it in and relieve the oxygen, and we take in the oxygen and relieve the carbon dioxide. So we need plants to survive. They even say that if you do not have bees, that like people try to get rid of all the bumblebees, then your plants, your fruits will not produce. You will not produce any fruits or vegetables, you know, like certain, certain vegetables, fruits. You won't produce certain fruits and vegetables because they need that. The plants need that. They need that to be able to produce, you know, the fruit. If you don't have no bees, you ain't gonna have no flowers or no fruits.
yeah, that's true.
Isn't that
okay? It is. Let me read this part here. You were talking about this third one here about data published by the CDC late Thursday tallied only 3% of Americans living in areas of high COVID-19, where the agency urges indoor masking and other measures to curb the virus. Well, that's what I was mentioning to you. Indoor mask.
Like, why should I wear a mask in my house? Ain't nobody in here but me. That don't make sense.
That's what I was mentioning, that I wonder if it meant in the house all the time, and we got to think a little bit too. What if it meant in the house all the time, or if it meant when we go out and go into places when they say inside, you know, indoor masking and other measures to curb the virus? It doesn't
but
home. It doesn't specify in home, but it says indoor.
You know what someone should ask? I haven't heard no one ask. What about the carbon dioxide that we let out? What about the carbon dioxide? That's, I never heard anyone said or any medical person question that or anything. What about the carbon dioxide?
What about it?
If you are, I'm just saying, how are you going to, why, if you don't supposed to keep that in your body, you know, so you're supposed to be breathing air and let out carbon dioxide. Why, what are we going to do with the, if we don't, if we have a mask on, then we're taking back in some of that carbon dioxide. We're taking back that poison in.
That's why I was saying,
that's what I'm
saying. Really, that's what I was saying. Maybe they mean just mainly when you go into facilities or places outside your home, and not just in your home that you wear these masks.
Okay.
I would now. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Everybody's opinion should be respected, whether you agree with it or not. But that's where with my thinking. That's the way I would think. That's what I would think. You can't walk around in the house all day with masks on.
And have you noticed since they said that, look, Daya, have you noticed since they said that the homosexuals carrying the monkeypox, they haven't been advertising the monkeypox out there like talking about it. Remember every day you hear monkeypox this, and then when they found out that the majority of the homosexual got it and they carrying it, then you don't hear it no more.
He should have been pronouncing about the monkeypox for years and years back, because people have always had knots and things coming up on their fingers and all. I'm wondering if the old people just call warts, I'm wondering if they have signs and symptoms too of the monkeypox. You know what I'm saying? And nobody knew about it. You know, the monkeypox hadn't come up as yet. They hadn't considered it a disease or not. A lot of people walking around with warts on their fingers. There's a lot of places like that, you know, and also and on their hands. But if they don't have good hygiene, wash their hands frequently, then I can see, you know, where they will pop up everywhere. Oh, we have another recognition, Cisco Ron. Are you done for right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for keeping us alert and busy while we waiting for someone else to want to come on. And just hang on. Go around.
Wa alaikum assalam. May Allah's peace and blessings be on both of you, and thank you for your service that you're doing, you know, and very important. I was interested in listening and everything, but I just wanted to say a few things, you know, for this. To let you know that your support is always out here near for you if you need it. I know I haven't been able to get on the program a couple of times, so at least wanted to call in and speak on that. So just wanted to say, Udu billahi min ash-shaytan nirajim, bismillah ar-Rahman nirahim, ashadu illa illaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thank a lot much for everybody that's in the cube and out of the cube. And as always, we always should remember that to thank Allah that we are present at this moment here in life, in time and space, and that we are, inshallah, trying to do the job of getting this message of concern out about how the psychological effects of this false reality that we are living in and dealing in on a regular basis, how does it affect, you know, our children and first, mm-hmm. and then other children in the world who as they all say, we all are being blessed by different degrees. But the children mm-hmm. of the Quran are really blessed, really blessed. And we pray Allah that they accept this and recognize this. And we as parents and community members of this diverse society that we live in, you know, Allah will bless us to have that type of taqwa and understand that any moment that we waste, Satan and the people of his influence takes advantage of that groundwork and use it to continue to bombard the world and especially the children of the world with this psychological dilemma that they're in, and not knowing what to do because there's so much, so it seems anyway, to do. But anything that we talk about that's existed in our reality, it's only happening because we're not establishing the reality that Almighty God offers the human family as a way out of this dilemma that they're in. And we know that he has called it al-Islam, the way of submitting your will to the will of Allah, nothing else. Free your will from all the ways that your will has been subjected to or bowing down to or captured or being held hostage to in the world before this favor of the creator of all of these worlds invited us to peace and get back to our natural state of being responsible for the world that we are bringing children in. Every day, thousands and millions of children are brought into this earth. And everything that might harm them is because they are not living in a halal world. They're not living in the world that Almighty God Allah has made clear. At least 1,400 something years ago is the way that the human family who believes should start to gyrate and start marching towards and building. And all of these plans of the shaitan down in the future, because he's planning ahead too. You know, you see how these bars keep coming one at a time like you're speaking of, and how homosexual, every time you turn around, there's some other kind of scheme that come up, family distracted from establishing only what Allah has permitted for the human being to have. And no one suffers greatly of that than the children. We talk, we walk, we do everything else, but we fail to realize that we are still inside of the fire. We are like Abraham. We haven't walked out the fire yet. We are still in the fire, having children in the fire, having children of the fire, because a lot of them, Allah said, you know, he has all of them going a different kind of way. But those who believe, the children who Allah has created for the purpose of joining us parents and joining us grandparents in building this halal reality here on earth, we are making it very difficult for them. When we are blocking the doorway, we know we hear that old hadith about how I said when people would come and drove to the masjid, now knowing that the earth is is the masjid of Allah, we can also see that we're blocking the way to the door of freedom. We're blocking the way to the door of halal. We're blocking the way to the door to clarity. And people are coming in droves. People are trying to find Allah. But they have a process to go through like we went through. And we also know that we had mercy. Allah sent us an example ever since Adam to show his mercy is always here for us, but we got to do it by our own free will and help the children who come after us, like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, maybe those who are not here now will understand better than you. That's our children. That's our children who come after us, the human beings. We are procreating creatures. So we always have someone coming behind us. And we have to get out of the doorway and be the host, the protector, the guardian of those who seek Allah's refuge. And they come to the gates of al-Islam, the Quran, and the life of Prophet Muhammad for refuge. And we're blocking the door, talking about the troubles of this world, which has nothing to do with the world of halal. Because everything we talk about is haram. Even though we look talking about it in a effort to solve the problem, and everything. The only way we can solve this problem is to get out of this world and start to establish the halal world. And we got all so many resources, because Allah has not held none. He has let our resources grow. Just like he says in the story of the wise man and Musa, he said that last building, and where the building was all torn out, and the treasure of the children, just waiting on them to grow up and take on the responsibility of helping us build this halal world. But we had to do the preliminaries by raising our children up in a halal environment from day one, fight for it, struggle for it. So we as adults and grand adults, all we had to do is call those who are already before us and before our children, call them in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We're not calling the azan to each other so that we can sit out in Allah's house and have cura, have halakha. We're doing a lot of things, but we don't understand the definition. Halakha is coming and discussing Allah. Read, not just reading the Quran. It's coming to read and discuss what Allah wants us to do and make a consensus. That when we get up out of that halakha, out of that shura, out of that dialogue, or whatever you want to call it, that we go to work, tending to our business, which is the business of the world and the children to come. It all sounds good when we waste our time talking about what is haram going on in this world, when we need to be talking about and working on what is halal. Because children have been born every second, every hour. Mercy is being brought into the world by Allah's permission, and we are discarding or rejecting the mercy of having some halal minds, halal intellect, put in our trust to develop. And we can't even start a perimeter. And we got a bunch of loose people on this earth, and Shaitan is just making them individuals and just tearing them up. He isolate them, make them proud of being like what he is, an individual, and make them think that they don't have to do this and don't have to do that because they are better than the group. And they don't want to share their gifts from Allah. Don't you know a man who got anywhere over a couple of $1 million, he got to know that Allah didn't give him all that money just for him. All that food that he got in the refrigerator just wastes every night because he got it. All them closets full of clothes and everything all up in there. We don't know how to spend on self. We're wasteful and don't know it. The United States is the most wasteful. Look at how many halal food is thrown away every day in America. How all this halal water we are polluting. How we're abusing it and slowly but surely killing the cattle, the meat that we eat. We're killing it, poisoning it. Failing to realize that our children got to eat that, to grow. They got to drink that, to grow. And they need all their strength so they have their intellectual stability to recognize that there ain't but one God and Muhammad is his messenger. And that we only want to live what is permitted. We all have, not only has Allah gave Shaitan his justice, we have too. We done gave him his respite. We done let him enslave others as a particular people. You know, we gave him 400 years of our history, 500 years. It's time for do for self for real, the believers. The believers got to do for self and quit worrying about these disbelievers and non-believers. Because the best way to help them is to perfect your belief. Al-Islam. Perfect the constituting the soil, the water, the air. And these same people who might be against it right now, many of them, if they want to live, if they want to see heaven or whatever they call it, they're going to do the right thing. But that's the law's decision. He only knows who's going to do it. We're not here as saviors. We're here as workers and builders and maintainers of this responsibility that Allah gave us here on this earth as Khalifa. Our children have no idea, and verily seldom hear the word of who they will be. Allah said he created them to be Khalifa. We don't even try to tell them that. Half of them might not even hear the word Khalifa until they get about 8, 9 years old. And then they'll have no idea what it is, other than the few tafsirs here and a tafsir there. We're not educating our children into the real world. We talk all the time. It might sound real to us, but we're talking about falsehood every day. We're wasting our time talking about homosexuals. We're wasting our time talking about this and talking about that, talking about this and that. When we establish the world that doesn't have that with the same material world that has and being polluted, we work every day with the Bible, knowing it's polluted. And won't work with the Quran, where we know it's pure. We're more concerned about what the Bible say, what the Bible did, what this and that and everything like, knowing it's contaminated, knowing it's been translated in a bastardly language that no one could agree. And we've got the Quran sitting right there beside us, and won't even look to use it to build the new world that we keep talking about. We act like we rehab people. Like we're going to go in here and rehab Christianity. We're going to rehab Buddhism. We're going to save Hinduism. We're going to save this. We're going to save that. I keep telling you that we are more under the influence of the Bible still than we are of the Quran. We're still Bible people. So that means that we still are contaminated, aren't we? Don't you know even the good Muslims amongst us will lie to each other for nothing, for no reason at all, because we don't want to establish the halal world. We don't have no future. We don't have no future world. Remember when they started making a joke out of inshallah? Remember, these were people who were supposed to be dead. These were Imams and people who were supposed to be good, honest, honorable people in the community. And they got to the point and start telling you, inshallah, I'll be there. Inshallah, we'll do that. Inshallah, we'll do that. And don't even do it. And they tell you that nowadays, they tell it to you just like it ain't nothing but just conversation. Inshallah, brother. Inshallah, sister. And no good one, they don't have no intention of doing what they just told you that they would do. Keep telling you that we got a community. Where that then? And that we got jobs. Where they at? Keep saying we got unity. Where is that? And our children are looking at all of this, lying that we're doing to each other. That's what it is. It's just a straight-up damn lie, the way we talk to each other. And Satan is sitting back laughing. We letting the people in America dictate to us what type of Al-Islam we ought to live. We begging each other. Come on, let's establish halal. Let's do this. Let's do that. But yet still, every time we're talking about the dunya, their disease, their trouble, their money, all kinds. We don't never talk about Al-Islam. And it's real. Our children might go all week long, and they might get 20%. Of Al-Islam and the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad. And the rest of the time, all they hear is about the world. Murder. Stealing. Niggas. They hear the word nigga out of our mouth more than they do from the people who we get mad when they say it. Black. All kind of definitions of who we are. They don't ever hear about Muslims. And man, that word mukman is invisible. Mukman is invisible. They don't even want to talk about it. Muslims don't even like to use the word mukman. They'd rather say believer. And then try to act like that everybody's a believer. And everybody should be saved. Excessive. That's a lie. That ain't what Allah says. Allah, who Allah want us to engage and fornicate with the disbelievers? He warns us all the time that if you keep fooling with them people, you're going to catch hell like they catching it. You're going to get punished like they getting punished. But we can't stay away from the fire. And then, we had done, let's say, Satan psych us into believing that we ain't going through the fire because we said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah. We really think that that's going to save us. And forget about the other four pillars, and forget all about the articles of faith, forget all about loving each other, you love yourself, forgetting about manners, forgetting about taking care of the soil and having halal food, taking care of the animals and having a halal animal. We are not teaching none of this to our children. Long enough producing a memory for them. They can't remember that they Muslim. That's a psychological thing. When our children are living a life that they can't remember it, or they scared to remember it because there's so much opposition against it. And they hear so much about the other world. They remember this, they remember that, but it's all about the world. It's not about the real world, Al-Islam. Remember, the real world is Al-Islam, whether anybody believe it or not. But the believers know that. And that makes it easy for us. Because if someone don't really believe that Al-Islam is the real world, we should not start learning how to not waste time with them anymore. The best thing we can do for them, too, is to get with the believers, get with the Muslims, and start building and spending whatever it might be. Spending it in the cause of Allah so Allah can multiply it 1,000, 1,000,000 times. We're not bringing nothing, asking Allah to bless it to be multiplied. We've been talking 40-something years about the truth. And we're not producing and don't have anything but about 6 or 7, 8% to show that we believe in it. We're bearing each other every day, and we're having children every day. Bismillah. And in between, we're not offering nothing. We're having too many Muslims leaving this world. We're probably in their heart. Allah, all of you best know best. But I know in their heart they can say, oh, Allah, I wish I could have done better. Allah, I wish we could have done better. Allah, I wish my children will do better. The same prayer of Ibrahim. We need to stay on this side of the reality that we're in and give ourselves a break from this past, talking about this past all the time, talking about the dunya all the time, with all the trouble that they're having out there. That's hell out there. It ain't nothing to see 4 or 5 viruses, people getting killed by the millions. That's what happens in that world out there. The question is, what the hell are we letting our children be so close to it? Letting them still be born in it. We got to send our children to a hospital where the doctor smokes, might even drink, a pervert itself, bringing our children in the world, reaching up into the womb of our women and pulling out the baby. And he might say he's a woman. He think he's more woman than that. Why that? Oh, I'm a doctor because I'm a woman, and that's why I want to be in pediatrics. We don't realize how much we are in this fire. We need to get out of it for the sake of pleasing Allah. And for the most important one after that, it's for our children. That's what this program is all about right here. the psychological effects of what the world is doing to our children, and especially the children who are responsible for building the new world, so that their peers will even if they don't even accept the way, will have peace, justice, and equality. You see how they're doing each other? They've been doing each other that like that way since Cain and Abel. Just think about that. Look at the world. Those people of disbelief have been doing this to each other since the time of creation. They ain't going to change. That's what Allah has had them here. They're here to make the believers be believers and do what we're supposed to do. All this killing each other for nothing. Millions. Millions. That's how many they didn't kill so many people over there in Ukraine and Russia. It's unbelievable. And the world don't even aim counting. And like we said the other night, we got so many people running into this country, they don't even count them around. They said almost a million, some almost 2 million people that came in through the United States in the last 4 or 5 months. People taking the believers' homes, food, shelter, clothes. They come in, they get food stamps, they get money, they get a place to live. You know, they're staying up in $100, $200, $300 a night, a hotel room, and we getting put out of our house without paying the rent. People who've been working all their life, especially the elderly. A lot of them are getting rid of the elderly people so that they can make room for the new immigrants that the government going to give the hotel owner more money for putting them up. They done turned it into a game like they always do. And they playing for the money that they use in their reality. You got a lot of right now that just had out this other day ago. A lot of these homeowners and apartment building owners, they're putting out the people who are paying rent. Because they're going to get more rent if they take in refugees. And a lot of them are rich. Don't you know a lot of these millionaires are sneaking right across the border along with all these poor people that's coming in? That's their way of going into exile. So just want to say that this taqwa that we have and have to maintain to its highest level by Allah's permission, so that we can stay on point about whatever assignment that Allah gives us. And we thank Allah so much for this Tuesday and Sunday, the day that's supposed to be spent on the psychological effects of what this false world is doing to the children of the believers. And we should be thankful that Allah in his wisdom has made us, whether we know it or not, made it possible for us to talk about the children on Tuesday and Sunday and not talk to them about the troubles of the world. Talk to them about how Allah is God and they are blessed. They are going to be saved. You know, honey, we're trying to help you so that when you get old enough, you'll be able to help us continue to build for your children the halal world. Just want to say that. May Allah's peace and blessings go on to all of us. And we should give him thanks so much. Amen. Back to you, sister.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. As usual, we enjoyed every word.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And we have to get connected back on here now. I'm supposed to have gotten a guest tonight, and I don't know, he must have, I say chickened out, or he must have backed out on me. I don't know why. I guess he feared his first time on Blog Talk Radio Show. Young brother wanted to speak about the, what they call it, hip-hop today. He asked me if he could come on and speak on it. I didn't choose any topic. He asked me to come on. I said, yes, what do you want to speak about? He mentioned it to me, but I guess he must have just... just gave up on it and just said, well, no, not this time, you know. So maybe next time, inshallah, 21 years old, but inshallah, keep asking him if he would like to come on, because I would like to hear that. I would really like to hear that. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. And if there's anyone else who would like to say something who has not said anything as yet, please push 1 on your receiver and come in. We'll bring you in. And you did hear about the 3 phases of the new virus strains and all this. I don't know what they want to do with this, but we'll just have to wait around and see. Okay. You have anything you want to say? Did you want to say something? Okay, I have. He's trying to make it. Trying to make it this way. But I think my husband wants to say something. For a few minutes, and I don't hear you. Oh, wait, I got to bring you in. Okay, there you are. Okay, you got it.
Who Malaysia talking about doing between y'all? What man or king? Asha do we lie, he lie, ha, it la la. Asha do we lie, and Muhammad Dama Sula. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He is the only one. He lives and he never died. He never was a baby and never had a baby. There's nothing that we can describe or anybody can describe and say, this is the creator or this is God. God is bigger than anything that we can imagine. Thank Allah for this Power Talk radio station tonight. We sorry that the young man didn't come on. He talked big, but he mustn't have the courage to take to fulfill the job that he said he's going to do. But that's okay. That's other coming, inshallah. Because this message we have today is good for the whole entire world. Mm-hmm. And we are, only thing we can do is right and work the person to come in and accept the invitation, come on and share in the good news that there's only one God, and we've been lied to about God, but we've been told a man is God. That's the biggest lie, one of the biggest lies that you can tell, one of the greatest lies you can tell, and along with Santa Claus and the rest of the lies, Chris Columbus, Governor of America, they can go on and on, the biggest lie. So the truth is here today, we are human beings, and we're all from Adam, and we are all supposed to care and love for each other. I love the Bible. Allah, Imam said he loved the Bible. His father loved the Bible. The Bible is a book that the Quran says that you must believe in it if you say you're a Muslim. To say that you're a Muslim, you have to believe in all of the prophets, including Jesus and Moses. You must believe in the truth of the book. And that's what we are trying to get to the root of these books, to bring the root and the truth out so people can respect the truth and learn to go and seek for themselves and grow and grow, and we can become good human beings once we do that. So we're here tonight with the help of Almighty God Allah, inviting people to come and join us and share in this great revelation, and where we can all live in peace on this earth together. Allah, Imam Muhammad said, if you get to paradise and nothing but Muslim there, you better run. You're in the wrong place. Because there's, Allah said, oh, you believe. And that's more than Muslim believers. And we know there's some Muslims breaking all kind of moral laws, stealing, lying, telling your fornicate, don't want to get married. And they're doing the same thing as the other people doing, because we live in the same environment. But Allah said he knows who is best. And he said he would never change all our condition until we change is in the heart is about each other. See each other as one. So Almighty God is here tonight and always will be to help us stay together and be a family. We're one nation under God. You can help our Caucasian brothers by telling them that they are not white people. We are not black people. We are only human beings, people that God created all of and tested all of us on this earth. We all passing through. We all live to die, to go back to the one who started the life. That's Almighty God Allah. Started life in our mothers with the help of our father. So we thank Allah for this precious moment that we have here tonight to try to help save the young people. Give them opportunity to share in this great news that they have been kept away from us and really them, because every human being is qualified by Almighty God to save himself from the fire that truly comes from. The fire is already raging, and it's already there. It's for those people who fail in their search in this world to obey God. They refuse to obey God. They refuse to acknowledge God. Their God is money and everything is for the true God. And they won't seek the true God, but then that's their loss. That's the big loss. So we hope to continue to fight. Come on, they are taking our place. We're not trying to get in their way or get out their way, but we hope they take our place, that they do the best they have been trained to do from a child. Mother's the first teacher of the child. The child is supposed to be the first pay the attention to mother and father and who in an environment who try to lead him aright. They're supposed to pay up a lot of attention to those people. But the people that don't want to lead him right, they must get away from those people. Why? Because these people are sell on the fact that they're not going to obey God. They're not going to do everything they know they're supposed to do right. They're going to say, well, everybody else doing a little wrong, then I'm going to do it. Those kind of people have a harsh life. So we thank Allah for tonight, Sunday night, when we discuss saving the family and the young people in the family, how this image affected the family. We can see that how the football players affect the families. Earrings, tattoos all in the body, and the whole family trying to follow that look, that culture. It's a shame you can't go and look at a woman basketball team and see it's hard to pick a woman out on that basketball team. Football, a baseball, basketball team too. You can hardly tell a man on the basketball team. Huh? Because they all look alike now. You can't tell who's who. So what Jesus predicted was going to happen, have happened. They promote that in these black movies, these so-called African-American movies. They promote all kind of homosexual look of the man and all kind of vulgar look for the women. They're doing this on purpose because they know what ain't no decent woman ain't going to be a decent man. And then if a man dressed like a woman, most likely he going to start acting like a woman. And that's the best birth control that you can find. Once you get a man act like a woman, that's birth control. There's no more family coming from that homosexual woman or man. So we have a great job. It's not hard. All thing we do is make the truth clear. Like the Quran says, that's the only power we have. Now, if you think you're too good to try to make the truth, you you make you think you're better than you don't think in this city, then you don't have to do nothing. Allah is no need of anybody to do anything, but Allah says what a reward you get for doing right, for calling people right. What a great reward that Prophet Muhammad, may God peace, the eight, the Moses had received, and Christ Jesus and all the prophets, these men, wives, and mothers, these men seen, received great reward because they tried to help the human family. They tried to make the human family come back together and live in peace and love and happiness together. They tried that. They worked hard to do that. But, you know, you think, we got someone think that, oh, that's too extreme. And you fall in the habit or the behavior of Satan. He didn't want somebody too extreme. Or you just want to be seen in the eyes of men and women. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was seen in the eyes of men and women. He wasn't hidden in their houses. He went out in the streets and talked to the people. And in the public, he went and talked to the people. So, but they called him a screen, said he was a bad man, and every other label they can put on Prophet Muhammad, they did. So all praise be due to Allah for the great show tonight. Thank you, my wife, for allowing me to come on and saying some of the things I would like to say. May God continue to bless you. And I'll get off right now and turn it back over to you. And I greet you as I came in the greatest greeting of all, the greeting in the world. And that greeting is Aisyah Long Malaysia. But always in me, may God peace be unto you. Amen.
I mean. Malika Masalam, husband, and thank you for your input. I appreciate hearing your voice, even contributing to our Blog Talk Radio show. Okay. And if anyone else wants to say something in the last 5 minutes here, it would be a blessing. Meanwhile, we will go to something in the Quran that I wanted to read from the latest spell. Okay, let me start. Okay. Sister Ron, I did want to mention that information that I had shared last week when I was on, and it was speaking about mothers and those who are homeschooling the children to get certified. You know, I didn't know the whole details of it, so I looked it up myself. And I saw where it's a college, or it could be online instructions and teachings on how to to be certified to teach your children at home and have the credentials and get paid for it, you know, just like the teachers in the school. Those are the ones that want to teach their children at home. I didn't go extensively into it to see what it all curtails, but I wanted to let you know that I had shared that information last time we met, which was on last Tuesday, and I had just heard about it myself. And it sounded interesting, since I do have an early childhood and elementary education degree. I was going to check it out, and I put it up on my little cell phone, and I found out there's a online a course of some kind, or two or three, that you have to take to become certified to teach at home and be paid for it, for teaching your children if you want to homeschool them, or teach them at home. And it would be on Zoom. So therefore, indicated you'd be able to teach your own children as well as have class on Zoom.
and teach other children as well, like a classroom at home, at your home, and it would be, you can teach the children through Zoom. Think further, I'll share it online, because I know Brother Muhammad has spoke before, and he's concerned about our children being taught, and what are we going to do about it, and when the virus, you know, talking about they couldn't go to school and this, that, or the other. And that was one of the ways to solve it, just in case we have other strains coming up, which we do. And we don't know what it's going to be like as far as the children going to school full-time, part-time, or what have you. So that was one of the things that I had read up on. Okay. Akbar, are you still on? Would you like to close out for us, please? It's 8:59, and she just called and spoke to say that. Akbar?
Malaysia, turn right. You ain't between our and the Wahim. Oh, Lord, the Lord is excellent cause of this prayer to which we are about to offer. Oh, Lord, you are God, and we are your servant. We know we may have been unjust to ourselves. We're facing our faults. Grant a protection against all these faults. For none can grant protection against fault with thee. Guide us to the best tomorrow. For none can never, ever grant us to the best tomorrow but thee. Oh, Lord, please bless us with good in this world and more good and excellent good in the next world. And please keep us away from your hellfire. Amen.
I mean. Thank everyone for coming on. And I'm going to call as soon as I hang up and check and see with the young family, well, the young brother, check with the family to see what happened, why he didn't come on. Maybe, I don't know, I was sure that I gave him the right number and everything, gave him all the details. But I will check and see about that. And I apologize for announcing that he would be on, and he did not come on. I was all rare and ready to go to hear this, to all of this, but I allows God. Who knows what happened. Anyway, thank you for coming on, and be safe. And let's stay together, work together, and get these businesses going. And I have to get me some sleep and some rest. I'm having sleepless nights here, worrying now I see about for some reason I just think we're going to have a rough winter this winter, and finances have to be gotten, and stocks have to be brought into the house, things that we need and everything, and family members and those we know who might need us. So we have to try and prepare ourselves, inshallah. So be blessed, be safe, pray Allah bless with the peace and only you can give. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.